Yes?
Could you please explain what he means by the seal of her completest sanction?
Seal means?
Yeah.
An authority. Certified. Completest sanction means that this opposition has come about by the sanction of nature. That there is a method in nature. Nature has deliberately produced that opposition with her own sanction.
So you could compare nature as a judge?
Yes. That is to say, nature is not a blind nature. It may seem to be blind. But nature is very intelligent. So there is, if you examine the movement of nature, you'll find that this opposition is created by nature deliberately. Yesterday we were discussing a political question of India with a few friends, and the question was raised, at present in India there is a discussion on the autonomy of states. You may not be aware of this controversy going on in the country, don't worry about it. But those who are aware of it, you will find there is a big controversy in the country of autonomy of states. The resolution has been passed by an assembly in Jammu and Kashmir demanding autonomy of the state. Now, this nature has allowed, you might say, because the resolution has been passed, so nature is allowed. But if you take a deliberate view, you will ask the question, what is the meaning of this? Why has nature allowed this resolution to be passed? So, in the same way, we can say that if you examine, nature has deliberately raised this question so that people become aware of a larger issue and try to arrive at a new constitution of India. Nature wants a new constitution of India. In order to create that condition, this resolution has come up. Therefore, everybody is now up and thinking about it. Whatever nature does, you should always try to hear the message. That is ultimately what Sri Aurobindo wants to say. Deliberate view of things means you try to see what is the message. Whatever happens, there is a message. It doesn't mean that that message is necessarily what it says. It's the inner message of everything. In fact, one of the important things in Sri Aurobindo's yoga is to enable us to constantly try to understand the meaning of events. If I am now sitting before you, there is a meaning. Why am I sitting before you? There's a meaning in it. The extent to which I understand it, I will be able to move forward and be benefited by everything that is happening. So, every event has a meaning, and we have to understand the inner rhythm of that movement and try to find out what it means. So, Sri Aurobindo says that if you examine this, you will find that this opposition has behind it profound method of nature, and there's a sanction of nature. Now, what is that sanction of nature? What is the method of nature? That Sri Aurobindo explains in the third paragraph. So the whole third paragraph is an elucidation of the last two lines of the second paragraph. It's a continuation of that elucidation. So now let us revise all that we have said so far. All right, now it should be very easy. There are two arguments in the first paragraph. Both are philosophical arguments, but I have given specific names to these arguments. Now only this part will answer this question. What are these two arguments? Good. Logical argument and historical argument. Fine. The second paragraph consists of two arguments. Only this part will tell me the answer to this question. Only this part will answer this question. There are two arguments in the second paragraph. No? Shall I go here? Yes? All right. Only this portion will answer this question. Good. Dialectical argument and? Pardon? Quintessential philosophical, yes, correct. Quintessential philosophical argument. Search for meaning. Right? You know, with this equipment that now you have, you have a great command over a realm of philosophy. You have now, if you know that there are different kinds of arguments, it's a great step. There are logical arguments, historical arguments, dialectical arguments, quintessential philosophical arguments. There will be some more also which will come later on. This itself is a very good step in which you can move towards command of philosophy. So that when you want to write a philosophical essay, considering what you have before you, what you want to say, you will know how to frame the argument, what way you will expound your argument. And this is a very good model. Sri Aurobindo has given a very good model. Let me ask one deeper question. I've already spoken about it, but I'll ask one deeper question. You will find in this exposition argument, but argument is always to prove something. Isn't it? When you argue, you want to prove something. And that is called basic proposition. In any philosophical writing, you must say what you want to propose first of all. Philosophy is not only a statement of arguments. Philosophy is basically a statement of a proposition which has to be proved. Either true or false, either probable or necessary. So apart from argument, there must be a proposition. In any philosophical writing, there must be a proposition. Now the first proposition, the first paragraph gives you the basic proposition. What does it propose? What does it say? What does Sri Aurobindo want to, what does he want to prove by arguments? I had already answered this question earlier, but we can once again enter into it so that your mind becomes firm on this. If philosophy is a search for the meaning, Sri Aurobindo makes a statement regarding meaning. He makes a proposition regarding meaning. In the first paragraph, he says that human beings are in search of the meaning. When Sri Aurobindo says that there is a preoccupation of human thought right from the beginning, this preoccupation is a search for the meaning. So if anybody asks a question, what is the proposition that Sri Aurobindo wants to propose? Sri Aurobindo says that humankind, right from the beginning, is in search of a meaning, and it manifests itself, that search is manifesting itself in four things. It manifests itself in the divination of Godhead, right? Then, secondly, then, thirdly, pardon? Immortality. Fourth, bliss, good. So you answered the question. This is the proposal, this is the proposition that Sri Aurobindo has made. Sri Aurobindo says that mankind has been searching for a meaning. And that is the very title of the chapter. The title of the chapter is Human Aspiration. Human aspiration means mankind's search for meaning. I'm aspiring for something. I'm aspiring to find the meaning. And that meaning manifests itself in the divination of Godhead, in the search after the truth, search after immortality, search after bliss.